And okay. And you can start letting him in. Welcome, everybody.
Reese, I'm sorry, you're muted.
Oops. We unmuted everybody and muted me. So just welcome everybody and allow yourselves to relax, get comfortable, close your eyes. We'll be sitting in a temple for about a half an hour, so get comfortable. Let's take a deep breath in. Pull that deep into the core of your being, and then breathe that out. And again, breathe in and hold it, and let go of your body completely on this out breath. Feel the light inside yourself. It's expanding out. Feel the vibration in the temple, the frequency of love, the frequency of light. And one more deep breath. And let it out. Most of this meditation will be done in silence. And just allow yourself to be bathed in the light, healed, awakened, baptized, purified. And so everybody take a deep breath and begin to come back. But don't come all the way back. For the rest of the day today, keep part of your awareness in this light within you, in this consciousness. In this vibration. When I say you have to keep your eye on the ball, this is the ball. And when you're back, go ahead and type in on the chat what you experienced. In the temple, what happened in that silent 30 minutes? Where did you go? What came to you? How did your body shift? Did you even have a body? I'll just read a few as you're typing in there. Jolts of energy in my limbs were actually the beginning. The impulse that starts a movement. So I spent that time following that, following what the energy was telling me to do, and using my body as a puppet animated by the light. Amazing. That's a beautiful experience, right? When you start realizing that you aren't in charge of all this stuff. Something much bigger is pulling those strings. That's beautiful. Tight cord coming from aha point seems to pull my head back. And then my neck and shoulders, it was like grounding from head to shoulders and continued. Yeah, when you fall into the soul, it's always backward. It's always a trust. It's always an act of trust. And so when we do the trust fall, if you do a trust fall, that's the feeling of letting go, of surrendering. Beautiful connection and calmness. Kristen got to Atlantis. Yeah. Evie says, crazy fast images flashing before me. Yeah, very common. There's so much in the field. And you can, if you've got that psychic opening, it's like, wow, click, 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 click. Surrender to the magical purple fluttering light. I can't even understand what Kate wrote. Hide, heed, he. I don't know. Something big though with exclamation points. I had a visit from Ra, nice, and a conversation, very cool. Yeah, those Egyptian gods, they love the Temple of Light. This is what they would do, in an even a much more amazing way. Wept in gratitude and filled with light, felt amazing. Nice, Roberta. I've come to the surface of my awareness of my life. I went back in time and saw different events in my life to get to acknowledge this person, me, was real in this life. Nice, Gene. Love it. Bill says, a four-digit combination to a lock, moving into a kaleidoscope, except it was symbols and words. Refinishing, refurbishing a kitchen, making the window much larger. The word nimbus, which I had to Google. Nice. We were just talking about your soul programmer. I was in my head and talking to the light. Nice. Oh, good. That's nice, Hannah. Kept seeing a single eye. Left eye kept changing. Sometimes an animal eye, yet it was muted and hazy. Okay, so an animal eye would be sort of like, you know, the all-seeing eye is like the top of the pyramid, that all-seeing eye. That's one of the most powerful symbols in the world. And that's the inner light point when it's like, when it sees. So it's like, it's perceiving you. So you like that eye looking at you is like, okay, let's get a better view of who I really am, that vision. Kristen says, revisited my birth within the universe in the moment of soul creation in union with all. Wow, Kristen, that's a rock star move right there. That's awesome. Archness says, so much gratitude, clarity, and calm, feeling wholeness. Oh, Kate says, Debbie. All right. Light and energy and peace for the second time. Saw one of my guides and more. Nice, that's Sydney. Adrian says, it was lovely. I actually imagined each person in my world. With each breath in, I filled that person with golden white light and went through all the concentric circles of people alive in my life and those who have passed and built a structure of light filled with all those who lightened my life and surrounded me. Beautiful, Adrian. Wendy says, I was bathed in violet and white light and was able to speak with my spirit guides and others in the spirit world. I had many questions and they gave me great insights and told me that I'm doing really well. I love it when they say that. And everything is as it should be. Yeah, they always say that. And you're always like, really? But it's true. And you can feel it when they say it. Sometimes when we tell ourselves that this is as it's supposed to be, you know, so it's like, we don't always believe ourselves, but boy, you believe them because they're having that, they're at that higher vibration that they see how this all comes together. They gave me great comfort. My angel spirit guide wrapped me in her wing and I felt total peace. Nice, beautiful experience. Diane says, my head felt so empty and open, such lightness with beautiful white light and ribbons of gorgeous blue light and golden images. And I showed you that picture of that painting of Minerva, right? That's what's happening when we do this temple of light, that pineal gland just, you know, we bring that energy up because it's all so high vibration. And then that head fills with these colors. And I don't know if anybody got the magenta. I was getting magenta, that magenta sort of like, and all these beautiful, beautiful colors are inside of you. I love the silence and knowing we were all together in this silence. Yeah, there's something about silence that connects us. You know, we We tend to think of somebody doesn't talk, all of a sudden we're not connecting. It's almost like the words will block the connection. Silence is something that really allows the real connection. One of the things that, and I know you've done this in your classes, but it's a really good practice. Before you say something to somebody, just feel them first. Recognize what your chakras are saying with them, dancing with them, before you let your brain, you know, just sort of wander off on its merry way. Mary Jane says, began full of emotions, so much bright white light. I was underwater, floating free and feeling light. An eye appeared, felt peace. Nice. Okay. So what I'd like to do, I think everybody's got some of these things in here. I'm going to go back through and read through all these, and all of you can read through. Let me just have a few of you come on that would like to share. And maybe Joy, you can keep an eye on that, or if you can co-host Jean, do that as well. So let me wait. How do I remove spotlight? There we go. That's easy. And now I'm going to go to speaker view. So if you put it on, I'm going to look at the gallery. And okay.
Yeah, gallows.
So Lucy's got her hand up. Go ahead, Lucy. You had sound like you had quite an experience.
Yeah, that was really cool. It's very common for me to get jolts of electricity in my limbs and like shake in involuntary movements. And I remember asking you in year one what that meant. And you said that it's just like a garden hose, and there's a lot of current, and I just need to upgrade to a bigger garden hose to handle the flow. And I kept doing that, and was like, when am I going to finally get the final upgrade? Because I keep upgrading and I'm still getting jolts. And this time it occurred to me that the jolts were not just, they were the beginning of emotion that wanted to be expressed through me. And I decided to follow the impulse and actually continue the movement by moving my limbs. And my body was crazy. It had me do all sorts of things. Like, everyone was sitting still and really relaxed, and I was walking around on all four, making figure eights with my hips, prayer position, stretches. And it all felt completely effortless because it was my body doing it. I wasn't using volition. It was just me being tuned in to what wanted to be expressed through my body, and feeling like I was just a puppet of the light.
Right. Like this. So, I mean, I use the crystal bowls, and they're a metaphor for everything that I'm teaching you. You're a bowl. Okay. Spirit plays the bowl. We think we're playing the bowl, but spirit plays the bowl, and the bowl just plays its beautiful song. It's only when we're like, okay, I think I can figure this thing out. I think I can make this thing work. It's like, you know, it's like, no, this has its own, it's already on its purpose. And so it's, I'm glad you brought that up, because yes, sometimes when you have like jolts, like when your arm goes, like one arm just goes, that's often a release of some sort of armor that you had on there that needed to be released. But especially for someone like yourself, who's got so much charismatic leader, so much gotta do, gotta go, getting used to the idea that as you get higher and higher vibration and have that bigger garden hose, you're going to be more impulsive, right? Not necessarily in an unconscious way, but sort of like you will naturally just realize, I'm not a person that can percolate on something. It happens, and I, you know, the spirit moves and I move. Yeah. So that was beautiful. Nice. Thank you for sharing. That's awesome. So yeah, so it's good. Now you've got both sides of it. Sometimes it's a release, and other times so you can expand, but other times it's like, got to get up and go. That's what I love that in meditation, even in silent meditation that I do, when I get the call, that meditation's over. I'm up. I'm, you know, boom, out the door. So getting used to the idea that when you get called, you go, that's a great practice as well in meditation. So fantastic. I love it. I love that you didn't just sit there and say, well, I'm supposed to sit here. And you just did. You just moved. Nice. Okay. Great. Anybody else have something that might have happened that was cool and nice that would, that everybody else can mirror neuron? So you can feel like this is the mirror neuron moment. If you've got something cool, share it and let everybody else have it too.
Okay, Julia has her hand up.
Absolutely.
Hi. I saw a lot of color first, and like purple and blue and green. And then all of a sudden I started to feel like I was flying and I was of the air element and that I was an eagle and I was up high and I was just seeing everything under me. And like, I could just feel this knowingness about my knowledge about seeing and getting the whole picture of everything and how it connects. And I just felt like I was just soaring. And that was just, it was just really nothing. I've never had that before. It was really
cool. Does everybody see her light body there? That's like her, I don't know whether it's, you know, maybe a camera issue, but can you see that when she lifts her arm, lift your arms up again, wearing her light body. That was when the story goes that Jesus's older brother was John the Baptist. And he, when he baptized Jesus, that's when the angel came and gave Jesus his light robe. And that was, and here you are wearing your light robe. You're literally the white robe of your light body. That's so beautiful. I love it. I love it. Thank you for sharing. And being the eagle, that's actually what the guy that I use the most when I'm doing shaman journeying to get in and out of things, because eagle can fly and walk and do things. So my eagle swims too. So it's probably more like a dragon. But yeah, that's beautiful.
Sometimes I get a blue heron too. That's the other thing that comes a lot.
So those are very knowledgeable achievery things, right? The knowledge that, you know, the eagle sees from so high up and gets the high view. The great blue heron is the wisdom, and spirit, you know, sort of that introspection, you know, that deep sort of meditative thought. So awesome. Thank you, Julia.
You're welcome.
That's beautiful. Hey, I want to get Chris Stan on here. I loved what you wrote. Can you come on and share that thing, whatever you, what you've got there?
Yes.
Is she on still?
Yeah, she's still on. She said yes.
Okay. There you go. Hey, that was cool. So you want to share that again?
It started with me being a little unsettled. So I called in all my guides and their guides and their infinite row of guides that I lean on. And I was physically pushed to the left. And that's when the indigo just spread throughout wherever I was. And the eye came with the pyramid and I jumped into the eye, which became the manger, which became the dove, which flew into the void. And then that infinitesimal small point of light just illuminated into the multiple planes and worlds of reality.
That's not bad. That was part of a nice little journey there. That's awesome. And that's funny in a funny way. That's exactly what happens when you build the temple. It's like the temple that we're in, we're still in it, is actually moving through space. It's moving through, it's like a spaceship. Like it's like a, it expands out. It's not just stuck on the ground. And we're not like a pyramid that's here, a solid form. This is a celestial,
yes,
you know, energy. And so the dove is that light. It just is like, those are the images that we have that allow us to perceive this light in a solid way. So yeah. And it connects us to the infinity of possibility, which then helps us really just sort of let go of our little, like you said, the anxiety at the beginning or whatever you felt at the beginning was like, you know, that's earthbound. And it was just like, and you had to move to your left. So you had to get out of your masculine and get into your feminine. And then the color here, the indigo, boom, it comes, and that's like, okay, six chakra
like
opens
go
up.
Happy place.
Right. Everything opens up on top and I'm good. I love it. Thank you for sharing. That was awesome.
It was fun. It was
awesome. Yeah. Nice. Anybody else would like to share?
Cindy has her hand raised, and there's somebody else too. We got two right now.
Okay, yeah, Heather and Cindy. Cindy, you wanna? Yeah. Hey, yeah. Cindy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, long time no see.
Yeah, no time. This was the first time it was so peaceful. Like I came in with some body aches and stuff like that. And then once I settled down, I could feel such expansiveness. And Jesus came in and I saw Mother Teresa, and they just kept giving me their heart. They just kept sharing their heart with me, and it was so beautiful. And then I just seen all of the colors of the chakra system just in a line, and this just big explosion of color and creation. Like I was just one with everything. And the message was to just keep sharing the heart in union with everyone that I see. And that was yeah.
Oh, thank you, Cindy. That's so beautiful. Yeah. That's, yeah, and the heart, that heart is the center. That was actually, you know, the bowl, I was playing the soul bowls as well, but the bowl I love for this is actually the heart bowl, because that's that, yeah. You know, we radiate. I mean, I know Jesus gets all kinds of credit, you know, for the radiating heart, but I think that that's been the truth of existence. It's like we all radiate. When we radiate this light from our heart, that's the soul, you know, so that's the doorway it comes through. So in the world, the soul comes through that heart gateway. What a beautiful gift. And so for the students as well, we invite the our grads and alumni to join here on the temple each year. So thank you, Cindy, first of all, for sharing and being here and being part of the light, because the more of us, the more of you that are in here, that, I mean, I get the temple to a certain place, but once everybody gets in, you all then take it, like the frequency just goes, I'm like, oh God, I can stop pushing now. It's like, this is just, it just lifts itself off. So it's a beautiful thing. Thank you. Thank you, Cindy, for bringing that heart. And Heather, go ahead.
Heather, you have to unmute. Heather.
Hi, yeah. We have two different computers going, so there's a little bit of feedback.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. I had, you know, some great experiences. I had a hard time getting in a little bit. I was a little scattered and had some pictures that were fun and whatever, but and then I felt like I almost
So you being a little scattered, that's kind of a weird thing.
No, oh no, that was just very normal. It was fun, actually. It was great, but nice. I felt like I was I almost fell asleep. You know, when you fall asleep and you kind of jerk awake.
Yeah.
I had that kind of feeling of falling asleep, and I got this.
Wait, we just lost you. We just lost your sound. There you go.
Can you hear me? Okay. Yeah. I got this lightning bolt. Zoom. I mean, it was like boom. And electric, warm, not hot, but warm, straight down all the way to the ground. And then from the ground, and I felt so strong and amazing and grounded. And from the ground, roots grew up into me and vines all around me and leaves. And right up into the clouds. It was absolute. I just felt so strong and alive.
Kind of like a god.
Tree goddess. Yes.
I mean, let that in, because we've been so programmed since we were kicked out of the Garden of Eden that we don't get to the Tree of Life. That you experience the Tree of Life as reality, because the reason that we weren't supposed to know about the Tree of Life is because we would realize that we are gods. And when you experience that level of connection, it's huge. So I also want to address what you said. And this was people mentioned that they're like in the kaleidoscope meditation that we did on Friday night. People are like, oh, I was getting tired. There's a fine line between if you're going to leap from normal beta, or maybe you got to alpha, you know, you fall asleep in delta, I think. Okay. And that's when you start, like you're raising your energy, you're raising your field, or you're actually lowering the vibration. And as you lower that vibration, you get more and more calm, you get closer and closer to sleep. You want to get that close to sleeping. You want it when you're meditating, get to that place where you're like, I'm going to fall asleep, I'm going to do this. And rather than look at that and say, that's a bad thing, just know that when you can use that as the launching pad, you can get to high, you know, alpha and gamma. You can, that's where you get to that no time, no space place. You go through that. And sometimes you fall asleep, you know, and then you wake up. But what you want to make sure that you're doing is, as you're falling asleep, keep yourself, make sure you sit up, then do some breathing, then do some, and keep allowing yourself to be sleepy, because on the other side of sleepy is consciousness. Okay. And it's a very much of a metaphor for our lives. We walk through our lives asleep most of the time, but just on the other side of that sleepiness is awakening, is awareness. And when you're meditating and you're doing the kaleidoscope and your eyes are falling asleep, go ahead and close your eyes and let yourself sort of drift and sleep a little bit, but then open them up again. And use that. Don't ever think about falling asleep as a bad thing in meditation. Sometimes you hit that edge and it'll either launch you or put you to sleep. And you need to get to that place where you've done this long enough, your brain's been sort of done. And of course, in the temple, it accelerates that. So it got you to that sleepy point very quickly. But I just wanted to add that in, that if, when you're doing that kaleidoscope meditation, you know, don't be like, oh God, I'm falling asleep, I must have been done it too long. No, that's where you do your work. That's where you stay awake, even in that altered state, because that's that moment before sleep or awakening looks very similar, and you can just sort of like wander off. But as you get used to that, you start looking forward to that, kind of like, my head's like going, starting to go, and I'm like okay, but by sitting up, usually you're not going to like totally dump. Every now and then you wake up and your head's like, you're drooling, but really that's sort of like, you know, that's really the window. There's a door right there, and you can either go through the door or you can fall asleep. And you want to get to that place where you've got that altered state. So thank you, Heather. That's awesome. All right. Anybody else would like to share? I guess it is 10 o'clock. We can, let me look at my calendar here. So we have a little while. Let's do a few more. One of the things, if one of the teachers can put the link to register, just for those that weren't on last night. We're just doing a basic registration for everybody, and we need to know, because we're not going to have any papers or anything. We're not going to, you know, go through who's re-signing up for next year. Are doing the grad program, and those of you that are alumni and you want to join the grad program, you can click on there and check that out as well. But we need everybody to fill that out. It'll just take 2 minutes. It's your name, and it's just going to say, I'm coming back, I'm not coming back, or I need a call with Reese, or I want to talk about, there's some different things you can click on there. So if somebody can post that in there,
I just did.
Okay. That'd be great. And that's really, I'm not, you know, no hard sales pitch. You all know what the opportunity is here. And it's just a matter of you know, we will contact you once you've filled that out. We'll be contacting everybody and working with everybody to, you know, the next steps in all of it, as well as, you know, getting you into the next phase of our sort of like playfulness over the summer. Okay. So anybody else, let's have any other, experiences that you'd like to share. Anybody? Okay.
All right. I'll get out of my comfort zone and say.
Okay.
Who's
that?
Where, Samantha. It's Samantha.
Oh, hey, Samantha. Awesome. Yeah, can we spotlight Samantha?
Oh, geez.
Or have her join with me. There you go. Perfect. Hey, Samantha.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
So
I love that just like it was in the last two classes, you've completely come out of your shell. And this is a perfect, perfect thing. Such a beautiful heart. I love it.
So I actually, when I started the meditation, I was sitting there and just, I could just see light. And I saw magenta and white light. And I just saw like a star of light above my head. Like I could feel it in two places. I felt like it was here and right in my heart. And then all of a sudden I felt a presence on my lap and I didn't open my eyes, but I knew like there was someone sitting on my lap. And then I just knew it was me as a child. And I was like, whoa. So it was like my inner child. And then I just remember like holding, again, like we call it kutch, I'm Welsh. It means like to cuddle. So I was like kutching her. And then I was just like, oh my God. Like I was like holding myself and telling her if she was okay, she was safe. And then all of a sudden, like, I don't know if you know, like those Russian dolls that you kind of open up and they all kind of, all of a sudden, like from her came all of these versions of myself. And I was surrounded by, with all these different ages of me. And I just got up and I ended up having a moment with each of my versions of myself. And I hugged them and told them I loved them. And I just kind of went around. It was like this weird experience, but it was cool.
I wouldn't call that weird. I'd call that beautiful. Talk about like letting everything out of the box, right?
Yeah.
We were just saying, you just came out. And so it's like, and all of them have a piece of you there. That's right. So, what a beautiful experience.
It was cool.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yeah. And we can access past lives, future lives, and everything in this life. And boy, they really did it. Thank you so much. That's beautiful, Samantha. Awesome. So just keep in mind what we talked about with the mirror neurons. These are the things, if you had a beautiful experience, please share it. Please share what you got, because this is, we all grow. Every person who hears your story, because that story now isn't an idea. It's a feeling. It's a soul emotion. So come on, we got 116 people on here. There's got to be someone who's got a good story or would like to, you know, just understand this is when we did the hero's journey, right? So this was the quest. You went out, you enlightened, and now you have to bring it back to the group, right? And this is when you bring it back to the group. It's powerful. Mary, you want to go? Hey, Mary, another alumni I heard from. Awesome. You're muted, Mary.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Hold on. I got to turn off my phone.
I hear you. I heard your God. I heard your God voice.
Hi, talking, Mary.
Okay, hold on a second. I gotta turn off my computer. Okay, can you hear me now?
It's still doing it.
Oh.
Now it's off.
Try now.
Oh. Now we can't hear you. So Mary, if you can figure out how to get on one device or the other, you can check back in. We'll take Sharon right now.
Okay. So I just want to share my experience. I just put a little bit down on the chat, but you know, basically I found that when I started to kind of surrender and kind of sit back and allow the light that was before me, like it was sort of a magenta purplish, it started like being much more active and flickering very fast. And then eventually one of my guides came, which happens to be Jesus. And, you know, recently I've been working with my inner child, as, you know, even a few days ago I was working, you know, with her, and, you know, Jesus kind of put his hand on my heart, and I knew it was, he was kind of blessing the inner child. And, you know, I think he did a few other things, but the thing that really stood out was right before Reese, you know, you hit the, click the bowl to sort of end the meditation.
Yeah.
He just hugged me like a second before you did that, like to say goodbye. And that was really cool. And I also at one point like called my guides to come and my angels, you know, just so we can all be together. Yeah. So that was nice.
Nice. Yeah. And the angels love the temple. They're all there, whether you called them in or not. They're all just like going, okay, we're so good. This is fun. And and that divine energy of Jesus, don't ever be sort of shy about saying, well, Jesus is one of my guides. Because sometimes people are sort of delusionally saying, yes, Jesus and Mary, I walk with Jesus, or you know, that kind of stuff. But the truth is that energy we talk about as Thoth or Moses or Jesus or all of these deities, that we have to embody it to sort of sense it. And then when they come in that form, it just is a form that allows you to relax. It allows you to, like, when Jesus comes, you're like, okay, good. It's not, you know, you're not a troublemaker, at least, you know, he's like, this is good. And getting that hug from the light, from the source of the light, is such a beautiful thing. And the fact that it happened right before we ended is kind of like, you know, that's kind of, you, this type of work is so etheric. It's so sort of like, you know, if any normal person heard our conversations here, they'd be thinking this is a bunch of Fruit Loops. And but the reality is that we need to validate that world is actually more real, more alive, you know, more vibrant. Like you were saying, it was like once it got going, it was like, whew, that's so much in it. There's such an infinite amount of energy in every, you know, cubic inch of the universe that we just look by all the time. And in that space, it's like, I am that beautiful energy. So that's beautiful, Sharon. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Beautiful. All right. And I think Deborah was next. As she runs away.
No, I'm under Chris. It's the only way to hear. So mine was really cool.
Can you come back to where you were sitting and then?
I can't because oh, sure. But the volume will come through Chris.
That's okay. We don't care where the volume comes. All right, good. All right, you're good.
So at first I had a calming feeling come over me for humanity, like everything's going to be okay. They just told me everything's going to be okay, Deborah, stop worrying. and they told me that they have the technology. So I'm in touch with the Galactics, and they told me that they have the technology to take care of anything that's being done right now.
Right. And keep in mind also that they think in like million year cycles too. It's like they're not thinking, oh my God, you've got to get this COVID thing figured out. They're not worried about that sort of stuff. There's a much bigger picture going on. But yeah, that's awesome to sort of like, oh yeah, this is all part of the plan.
Yeah. And that, you know, they just let me know that we've got this handled. They showed me actually a few things, like rays that they're going to be using.
Nice.
And the best part was when you started playing the bowls, it was so beautiful, Reese, because at that moment, it was just like it came down through the pyramids and it went out across the globe in this beautiful white light, like a network and from the obelisks. So if they came from there, and you know, they're all over the planet, and it was literally this net with little white lights on it that enveloped our planet. It was beautiful. So it was
nice. And you've been to the pyramids, so you understand that at some point in our history, these hundreds of pyramids that are all over the world, which we're only taught about the Egyptian pyramids, but there's hundreds of pyramids. They were all connected. They were that the consciousness was being networked, kind of like the internet. You know, this is like, you know, and the interesting thing that they're finding now is that the pineal gland actually resonates at the same frequency that cell phones do. So those were the old, you know, we were connected through the, you know, like now we're worried about 5G. It used to be everybody's worried about pyramid you know, pyramid network, that pyramid network, it's really bothering my psyche. But no, that's beautiful that you were able to see the planet was connecting through its natural resources rather than the other.
Yeah. They said the 5G, don't worry about it because they're taking care of it.
They're taking care of that. Good.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, after all this, it'll actually activate our pineal glands when, you know, maybe they thought it would dumb us down and it's actually going to supercharge us. Yeah, exactly.
So very okay. Cool. Thank you.
All right, Deborah. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's beautiful. Okay. So let's try Mary again. Did you figure it out, Mary? Wait, we can't hear you. Mary, we can't hear you. I love you, Mary. Sorry, it just doesn't seem to work. Okay, well, type it in, Mary. Type it in on there. Whatever you're gonna share, type it in and I'll read it. It's gonna be at the bottom. All right, and then now, Suzanne?
Hi, I wasn't gonna share, but I just was so much in my head. No colors, no beautiful stuff. And I was so looking forward, so excited to that meditation, so nervous about it.
Yep.
And I already had a lot of shifts happening this morning. I really like your morning meditation. The chakra meditation puts me right into line.
Yeah.
But this morning, it was just not happening. And I was, my rule keeper, I guess, was there and saying, well, you just don't get it. You just don't do it right. And I'm making myself wrong. And I've been listening to the sharing. And I just said to myself, oh my God. And I typed it into that I feel that I'm carried by the group. No matter where my head is, I'm still in the temple. And I trust that I'm just right there.
Nice. Oh my God.
Or
you did it. You got it. Yeah, we don't all have to see angels and light and things like that. Cause just and like you said, things were already shifting this morning. The temple was being built. You were already getting it. It's this pressure your rule keeper puts on you. This is an Knowledge Retriever weekend. Thank you for reminding of this, because I'm sure there's plenty of people in here that did this and were like, I couldn't get out of my head. I kept wondering, I kept losing track. I went to my check notes. I was hoping it was going to be more than that. And that's all the rule keeper that just keeps you from.
I wanted to hear my life's purpose, for heaven's sake. And,
right. And you,
nothing,
and
you, you know, it's just and, like, well, and not you today.
And remember, just like when the bowls play, you're either going to get your highest purpose or you're going to see how you block it. And this time for the first time, you were able to really realize, oh, that's my rule keeper. I wouldn't.
Yeah, and I don't want to bust nobody's beautiful bubbles.
No. You did
be the downer and
No. But you didn't. And now, could you feel, as people spoke, could you feel that experience in them?
Yeah, I was so right all. There.
And listen, if you do nothing else, if you get none of your own information, you're still gonna get that empathy and that. Like we said, the mirror neurons work that way for you. You may not be the person that gets the big flashes. Lots of people don't see anything. It's not a big deal. It's just the judgment that I'm not seeing anything, because you see it in another way. If you see in those people that light, you're seeing the light. So really, that's a beautiful, this is the next step for you. Because I know you've come on before and said, oh my God, I got nothing. It was painful. And now it's like, what if you could free yourself from the idea that there's a way to do this,
right? Yeah.
Which there is no way to do this.
I love being here.
And
I
you're
love
getting this, it.
Yeah, energy. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And I'm so glad that you got this. I'm so glad you made that shift and understand. And, you know, and later when you actually go in there and say, I'm sort of expecting not to get anything during, all of a sudden things are going to come too. So it's like, I was saying that one of the greatest spiritual activities we can do is lower our expectations.
Yeah.
And I know that for knowledgeable achievers are like, what? Lower your expectations. How do you do that? But our expectations are always the ones that trip us up and make us think we're not doing things right. But you're doing beautifully. You're doing beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Roberta, I guess Roberta's next.
Hi, I just want to share that still every time you play those bowls, it just hits my heart and I just cry. And it's just such a nice release because I know there's more stuff there that needs to go. And then I just like am filled with light. It's almost like that star you talked about from the inside out. And it's just all colors and just beautiful light. And I'm just filled with gratitude that I can feel this way.
Oh, thank you. That's so beautiful. And I do, so think about, I got this, this is one of the things I got during the meditation, was that the bowl, if you look at the bowl, look at the shape of the bowl. It looks like the Ankh, right?
Yeah.
And here's the staff, right? So these are the two things that the, and I've always been attracted to these. I was like, I love the shape of the bowls and the Ankh, that thing that all the deities hold, that is a vibration. It's a vibration that opens like a key. It's like a tuning fork that opens a doorway to the heart, to the other dimensions, to the higher dimensions of consciousness. And the fact that when I play the bowl, you feel it right in your heart. It's just like, I do too. I'm like, oh, I love that. And it's like, to me, the bowl is that key that lets us access dimensions that our brain just doesn't let us do. It kind of shuts the brain off and says, oh, here are these chakras, here are these soul qualities, here are these things. So thank you so much for sharing that.
The one other thing I wanted to say is I can also recognize now, I think it's the inner soul point that you play. And yep. I can hear when that music comes on, like I just connect.
Nice. And that's why I keep playing that one a lot. I do that more than probably.
It's like one of my favorites. I just love it. Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, no, because we need that. And if you look at the, when we talked about the transfiguration or Mary coming, getting having the enlightenment and doing that, you'll always notice that behind them in the original artwork, the ancient artwork, there's a big circle around them. They're always in a circle, and the circle the circle has rings in it, right? And so back then they couldn't make sound waves. That's what it was. It was like the portal that they access you through. Like when Jesus came in for whoever we were saying, Sharon, had Jesus come in, they come through these portals. Your guides come through these vibrational portals. When you raise your vibration like that, that opens. And when I talk about doing meditation and seeing the doorway and going through it, that's what they were showing in that. When you raise your vibration, you have access to higher levels of consciousness. And so I love it. I love that you're, that's so perfect for you. Thank you so much
for
sharing. Beautiful. All right. Oh, actually we're now, we got to move on. So, I can't see Joy here cause I'm spotlighted, but I'm sure she's going. So it's time to get back to your rooms. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. The temple will be here all day. Just keep coming back to that feeling, even while you're just sitting there. And as things come up, share them in the group. If something else emerges, make sure you share. All right. Bye everybody. I am with the threes all day today for our last day. Oh my God. Thank God. Thank you, threes. And we'll have a beautiful day. I'll see you all at the close. I'm going to see everybody for a little bit sometime today. So bye everyone. Have a beautiful day and go deep. And bye all you alumni. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Reese.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Reese. Thanks, Joy.
Oh, you're so welcome. All right. Good. Everybody's got this together. Everybody's going where they need to go. Perfect. Bye, everybody.